Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. More than half of migrants are women and children. Female migrants are among the most vulnerable to human rights violations, being as both migrants as well as women, and especially ethnic minority women. The lack of investment today, lack of economic and development opportunities in the region of Azerbaijan due to mismanagement of the state. Azerbaijanis are forced to migrate or move within the country. As a result, women and children are affected by marginalization, economic poverty, and educational poverty. Clearly, these forced displacements do not allow families to meet their economic needs. Coupled with this, linguistic difficulties, in particular for people not unqualified people who don't know how to speak Farsi and who are unable to integrate into their societies and to suffer openly from racism and all kinds of discrimination, as well as instead of going to school, many children work in the street to help their families survive. The majority of the time, the children suffer sexual attacks and are victims of pressure carried out by organized gangs who deal in drugs and prostitution. Minority women in Iran have always been targeted systematically when it comes to implementation of legislation due to their ethnic membership. On an everyday basis, they're increasingly victims of violence carried out on the basis of discrimination. These women are subjected to considerable social pressure in society. They suffer from they're not protected by the law. And they suffer under the burden of tradition. I think the policy towards women will not achieve its goals unless it is based on human rights and on combating discrimination. I would note that the majority of those children work in the street, and the majority don't possess a national